Looks good. We've got corn.
Adam, would you like to start? Just get back to 3A.
Let's do roll call here. Arthur Kim.
Here.
Tim Oberbrockling.
Here.
Crystal Walter.
Here.
Ron Moosman.
Here.
Todd McNall.
Present.
Dinah Pagan. Ron Lauer, who will be here shortly. That's it, right? That's everyone. Okay.
Okay, we have guests. If you'd like to introduce yourselves and then tell us if you're here for an agenda item.
Cindy Haddish, Save Sierra Heritage, just observing.
Justin Speed, Stater Excavating, 412 Second Street Southwest. But I'm here for TV.
Tim, Diana went to City Hall, so she's on her way.
Should we just talk?
No, let's just move forward. We can. We got one.
Okay, it's time for public comment section. Cindy? Okay. We'll skip action item three. First off, we need to approve the minutes. Is everyone a chance to do that?
I move to approve the minutes.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Has everyone had a chance to review everything on the agenda today? And if so, does anyone need to recuse themselves or any part of it? Okay, we're going to skip action 3A until Ron gets here.
Excuse me.
I suggest we go to action 3B, 3B2, which is 412 Second Avenue, since we have a guest for that. Is that all right with you?
Okay, so 412 Second Street Southwest. You'll recognize this area. So previously we've talked about 402 and 410. So this is 412 right here in the yellow. Single-family house built in 1905, surveyed as part of the 2009 Kingston survey. This is a recent image as of today. So it's not individually eligible, and as you know, the adjacent properties have already been demolished, and Mark's talked about how in the past they were built as a foursome. So this is the last one. Because of that, staff is recommending release.
Do you have any comments?
If anybody wants to salvage anything, just you can get a hold of me. We'll let you get whatever you want. I'd say I'm still a couple weeks out, so before we probably done all that thing gone. It's me, I get all the disconnects and all that stuff. The tenants will not even actually be out until the 20th, 17th, and he signs papers. So we're talking the end of the month, beginning of the next month before we ever take it down. So I would say if anybody wants to get in for salvage items, which I know you guys held for 10 up for that, please tell them to contact me.
Okay. I'll let CCR know that, and I'll also tell friends. Mark got a hold of me. He doesn't want to stop the demolition, but he would like to take some pictures before, but it sounds like he's got time to do it. He's got to wait until the tenants get out.
So. Right.
He said that to you? Because I emailed him asking, and he never got back to me. Because I would love to go.
The way this is working, whoever becomes chair tonight, Mark is still not officially on HPC, but he's been taken on as like a liaison for the history part of it. So he will get, I can talk about this guy, he'll be getting an agenda, so he'll see what's on there, and then he'll either contact first or second chair or Adam, his opinions on.
Yeah, when we met with Mark, we said, I mean, obviously any commission member can contact him, but any comments, thoughts he has to send the staff, so that way we can put him in, you know, we can either read the email out, share it, however. But of course, if you guys have questions, by all means, please, you know, reach out to him.
Because I was interested in helping to take photos, but I would love to go with him to find out, like, what to take a photo of, like what is historic.
That would be great.
Yeah,
he does have some pointers for that. Awesome.
So do you want to reach out to him again and tell him?
Yep.
So they're going to be on when?
Mid-June?
May 17th is when they're supposed to be out. May 17th is when they're supposed to be out. 20th is when he gets possession. So soon as I can get in is the week of the 20th, probably.
If we put a 30-day hold on it, does that work for you?
If you want to do that, you do that. I can work with them, then that's no problem.
And then, okay, I'll make a motion to put a 30-day hold on it for the sake of photography and documentation.
So number four, that there might be some, something in there related to history or prehistory?
Correct.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
So it's a 30-day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I make, can we amend that to where if Mark gets in earlier, we can let it go without coming to the...
I accept the friendly...
Is that okay for you guys?
Adjustment.
We don't have to talk about it again. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. We'll take 2515 First Avenue. We're trying to do action items since Ryan's...
I'm sorry. 2515? Gotcha.
We don't have our...
Okay, so 2515 First Ave. And I have Matt Firehelm here with Public Works. He can give some more information on this. But right over here in the yellow, which you can see from First Avenue, you can get closer by way of 25th, is a 20 by 25 foot barn built in 1920. The city purchased this for stormwater management purposes. I think the previous owners demoed the house, if I remember right. Here is an image looking from this. This is the south and east, southeast sides of the barn. So, poor candidate for local landmarking. There's no evidence of historic significance, and staff recommends immediate release.
Okay, I talked to Mark. He wanted to know what your timeline was. If you were to put a 60-day hold so we could just do a little history research, is that going to throw off your schedule?
No, we don't have a specific timeline. We're just kind of going through the steps here. As Adam said, this is a low-lying area. It was identified in the stormwater master plan as a potential candidate for stormwater management just because some of the downstream flooding problems, so that's why the city purchased it. We don't have a specific plan of what that might look like yet, so no timeline.
So if we gave him some time to do some history research on it, that wouldn't throw off your plans?
No.
What is that across the street?
The Hillside Church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any discussion items on this old girl? Would anyone like to make a motion for a hold?
How long?
A 60-day or whatever he gets. We could do the same thing as soon as he gets his history done, let it go. But it doesn't sound like you're...
I would do a 30-day hold with the intent. 30 days, unless Mark can do his documentation and his research prior.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You're good to go, Tommy.
Thank you. I'll have Mark over there.
Thank you.
So he can be clear.
Yeah, everybody just get a hold of him. We'll take care of it. I guess all Warren, find out if the permit's going to be released. Is that right?
Yeah, one of us will, yeah. Someone will let you know. Thank you.
You too.
Hey Adam, do you want to go with 3A or 3C?
It's your call.
Do you guys want to get elections out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll go to
Diana's still on the way, should we wait for
her? I'm sorry?
If Diana's still on the way, should we wait for
her? Oh,
yes. So do,
okay. Then we'll
okay.
Go to 3C, Certificate of Appropriateness. 1738 Southeast.
Okay, so 1738, this one has come before you at least one other time. It's built 1920. I'll show some pictures here and explain what's already been done, but the current request is to replace two wood windows on the west side adjacent, so there's a fireplace, there's a window on each side of it. Replace those wood ones with vinyl. This does contribute to the 2nd and 3rd Avenue local district, but is not individually eligible. So this is the south, it's the front side, this is the west side, here's the fireplace. They would like to replace this window and this window. Previously, this window was replaced with vinyl. And then on the east side, which has more visibility, these were replaced by this current, by Window Depot, but they had noted at the last meeting in January that someone had replaced other ones, not them, with vinyl. So basically what's left is these are original, the front's original, and then these are original, these two.
This is a house item that we voted to let the vinyl slide through because it was already done, is that correct?
Yeah. So, oh, and then the rear. All the rear has been replaced with vinyl.
And that one we did vote on, correct?
Yeah. So, as you know, the recommendations are to replace like materials, so wood. In terms of priority, of course, the front. Views from a public right-of-way, or public road, excuse me. And when you're thinking about your decision, of course, if these were defining features, consistency with the design guidelines. So recommendation due to the replacement of the majority of the windows already with vinyl, staff recommendation is to approve it. You guys can approve as submitted, approve with modifications that are agreeable to the applicant who was not able to make it, deny the application, or request additional information.
And the front of the house was still the original windows, correct?
It is.
And I believe
yep.
when we passed the vinyl ones, we said if they came before us, we put like a little addendum on it, it had to stay wood, correct?
Yes, and I have shared that with the property owner, and Window Depot knows as well.
Would you say it again? I'm sorry.
When we voted to allow them to keep the vinyl on the two sides that were already there and do the back of the vinyl, we let them know that that doesn't mean they could use vinyl on the front. They would have to use wood just to keep it with.
Okay.
So, and I believe that if you look it up, it's an addendum that we added on there. But that might not be the right word, but just so they wouldn't come and say, well, we got vinyl on that,
right.
Anything else. So we were careful to put that in. That was only about 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I would disagree with city staff. Recommendation. You can see it from the street. If it should stay wood.
Typically what we do, can we see this? Typically what we do is, in the past, the back half we let them do it. I would recommend keeping the front wood on the front side of the fireplace. But it's a matter of discussion as far as the one on the other side of the fireplace, on the south side.
The fact that you can see it in this photo, kind of says it all.
The other comment I would make too is, depending on, I don't know how the layout is inside the house, but if those windows are on both sides of the fireplace, they should stay the same.
Yeah, they're probably in the same room.
Yeah, it is the same room.
Adam, can you go back to the plat that shows our visual cases?
Yep.
Now, what does it say? Let's say the one that applies here would be the upper left, right?
Yes.
And what is this, what does our guideline say about that in that case?
So priority should go to the front, which, forget about your corner lots, but
yeah.
Those are different. So in this case, the front, then it would be side, and then the rear. And it's any elevation that faces a public street.
Mm-hmm.
Or intersection between a public street and an alley is considered a front elevation.
And you said the very back window on that side is already vinyl, right?
Yes.
And was that done on the other ones without an acoustic? Was that, or you don't know?
That was done. That was done with that grouping that took place. I thought it was January, but I might be incorrect. Where they did the rear and they at the same time.
And I'd like to agree with what Ron said too. I mean, if they've got a fireplace and if you're in that building and you're in that house and you can see both of those windows, if I'm sitting in a chair in that room, then they should both be the same.
I think it's an all or nothing. Adam, can you go back to the driveway view? So the bump out that's closest to us,
that's original.
That's still original.
This is still original.
And that's not the covered porch. That is part of the...
Correct. That's inside the house. Okay. Yep. I don't think it's the same room, but it looks similar if you...
And everything behind it is already gone.
Yes.
Okay.
And they also, I think it was the last meeting... it might have been Todd that said this, but I think HBC was clear telling the window depot that this bump out might kind of be the cutoff.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions?
I mean, the guidelines say what you can see from the road, correct?
No, street facing, I think.
It's what you can see from the
road. Oh, what you can see.
Also, a lot of times there's trees, but you gotta, if that tree was lower, you gotta realize that tree might not be here in 2 years.
Yep.
So you gotta
mm-hmm.
keep that in consideration. Just because a tree
mm-hmm.
covers it doesn't mean that in 5 years you won't see it. So we have to take that in, because we've had quite a few of those where you couldn't see it because there are evergreens or something covering it. But if the evergreens weren't there, you would be able to see it.
I think this is a good opportunity to have them start to transition to wood. I do think that with the fireplace in the middle, they're architecturally more important than the ones in the back. And they're going to have to replace the others that remain on the house with wood anyway. So
I've always been amazed that, I own quite a bit of property and I would never mix windows. I would want my whole house to be wood or my whole house to be vinyl, but that's a matter of personal taste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the things, if you go and work with the state, and I did Brown Apartments up on 1234 Fifth Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and what the state talks about is part of the reason why they don't like vinyl windows is because the mullions are flat or inside the window, so they don't give give a shadow line, and part of the reason of looking at a wood window is to try and get a true shadow line in the depth in the window. And what I notice here is what I was looking at is that both of those windows, as well as the ones coming around the front of the house are like almost like 6/1s.
Mm-hmm.
The top windows have
mm-hmm.
are subdivided, but the bottom one isn't.
And then in this picture, the one above, the windows above, the two we're talking about, those are still wood. Yes, those are.
I believe so, yes.
I feel like if we give them an inch right now and say, those two can be vinyl, and that top one's going to be vinyl next, it's just going to happen.
Okay, so our options are to make a motion, or we can table it until the owner can come.
That might
clarify.
Be a good idea. Give them a time to speak there.
So the owner would not.
Okay.
She's in California, however, so... It would be the contractor who would be.
I think we just make a determination that they don't agree with it, then they can always come back and talk to us.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I need a motion.
I don't know how to say motion to deny certificate of appropriateness.
Do we need to say?
They're asking to put vinyl in, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Do we need to say that in our thing, or just do we have to?
That will cover it. Motion to deny.
With a recommendation to install wood windows.
Not a recommendation, that's gotta be.
Yep.
It's gotta be.
That's
the option of
Could you amend that and say deny?
Vinyl.
Because the vinyl would be acceptable, but the window opening has to stay the same. That way it kind of gets everything ironclad so they know what they're going for next.
I don't know that I'd get into the opening stay the same. I think we should just deny it outright.
Make a recommendation for what wood windows or just deny the
limit? Isn't that kind of the same thing, deny?
Okay,
so
I
not necessarily.
We have a motion on the table to deny. Do I have a second?
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that motion that we make, that we recommend wood windows that are 6/1s.
Yeah. We're denying it because the guidelines state like for like.
Right.
And also where they're located.
Well, it states that you don't put vinyl in the front of the house.
Did you get that amendment?
Are you fine with a friendly amendment?
Perfect.
Okay.
Now do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Can you read that back?
Motion to deny the COA for vinyl windows with recommendation that they should be wood.
Can I say 6/1? 6/1.
6/1 wood window.
Does
yes.
that mean that?
The six
the
panes on top and then the one on the bottom.
The same ones that are there, basically. They have like the six.
There's six on the top pane and then one in the bottom. Actually, it's a pretty common look for in bungalows.
This is the half, so this is one, and then there's, you can kind of see the division.
Is that what they sometimes call lights?
Lights, yes.
Okay. I think there's another word for it, too.
Okay.
Can we vote?
Did we vote pass?
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay, so let's go to action item 3A, election of Historic Preservation Commission officers. Adam?
Okay, so this is exactly as Tim read it. So whoever, if someone would like to make a motion on who the chair should be, or if you'd like to start with the vice chair, that's
how you
want
to do
it.
I'd like to make a motion to elect Tim as chair.
I'll second.
No, wait. You have to ask if there's any more.
Any objections?
You know,
well, I was going to say, I'd be happy to take Mark's place. I will make hard shoes to fill.
Ask if there's any more nominations.
I have these things. But I was going to say, if there's someone else that wants to throw their name in. Typically, we can't give these positions away. So we have a motion and a second. So I guess I'm in chair and you're stuck.
No, you have no vote.
Can we vote?
Okay.
How about
we
vote?
I agree that that's not
too good. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. So now vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Ron Usman.
And I also believe that Ron was interested in it, which is really rare. We have people that are... So what I would recommend is giving each of them a few minutes to explain why they want the position and what they can bring to the table. Just so we all know what's going on.
Yeah, we got Ron and Ron here.
Ron
so.
Ron says,
yes. So Ron, you can go first if you'd like.
Well, I think one of the major reasons is that I have some history. I've been on the commission for almost 6 years. I'm pretty attentive. I've missed only a handful of meetings in those 6 years. I've had some training from the National Trust on CLG and the Section 106 information. I belong to the Historic Preservation Forum, so I read stuff that's happening all over the country all the time. And actually, there was something on this week from Iowa City's Preservation about their grant program for rebuilding houses and what their criteria is to get that grant money and stuff. So I guess that's kind of the major reasons.
Ron, the rebuttal.
No, just a different perspective. One, I'm retired. I'm assuming Ron is too, and have a good amount of time to spend on extra things, and Ron and I have encountered each other at different city commission meetings and so forth, so trying to keep appraised of what's going on within city government. I have a pretty extensive network within the city, both from contractors, owners, and so forth. I also have had a lot of experience leading nonprofit organizations, commissions, and so forth. I think one of the things that challenges me as a new commission member is sometimes the amount of time we spend on actions versus some type of strategy on what we're trying to do as a commission in support of the city department. So I guess from my perspective, I thought this was a good entry position in order to have some time to work with the commission as a leadership and eventually to work into a leadership role. So, there's my rebuttal.
Are there any other nominations? So Adam, we've never, in the 7 years I've been on, we've never had this. So do we a secret ballot, we write on, put it in a hat, or do we just go around the table and say who you want?
So
I can't vote unless it's a tie, so
This is not clear in either the bylaws or chapter 18. So I would
run into this.
Yeah, I haven't either on committees.
Nobody was.
The reason I was suggesting a secret ballot is
can we have a folded paper ballot?
That's what I was thinking, just so
I would prefer that as well.
No one takes offense if someone votes for
so everybody just vote for Ron.
Yeah, there you go. we can alternate. That works.
Is there such thing as a co-chair?
I don't know how they do that.
Co-vice chair?
If the chair and the vice are only, just cancel the meeting.
That's determined by the bylaws.
Okay.
So,
All I know is you guys better not make me do a tiebreaker just because I will run out between my legs.
This is that would be so
you gotta step up, chair.
Yeah.
Robert's rules you want to
call for a dance off.
I probably just resign.
Yeah, if it's a dance off, I'll defer to Ron. I don't think I can get back up off the floor.
Who has a hat? Cindy, why didn't you wear your hat?
See, yeah, we just want to see you tear up paper.
We only need four.
No,
because
they're going to be
four
themselves.
Five.
No,
four,
not necessarily.
Six,
you got it.
Well, everyone.
I guess you guys can vote for yourselves.
Yeah.
They can vote for themselves.
For the votes, we just can't sleep that out, basically.
It's still the system.
So there's six, and
I just have to say, you're all winners.
Yes.
You were a hat in here, didn't you?
No.
You were a hat?
Give me two.
I don't know if this.
There we go. That's a hat.
And you have to shut your eyes when you pull the names.
I am.
I'll let you do the favors.
This is the democratic process in action. We don't have electoral colleges. So.
No, this one, the popular vote wins.
And if you all did just run, I'm going to be really angry.
How long do these commissions run now?
We vote on this
annually.
Every year?
Yeah. Okay, so we have four for Ron Moosman and two for Ron Lohr.
Congratulations.
Now, I think there's still then, we still have to do like a motion,
right.
I believe.
So how do I phrase that?
Then I move that the commission elect Ron Musman because he has more votes.
And maybe that was unnecessary. I just want to make sure we cover.
And I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Who does?
I was just going to ask if we could motion for a vote, or like motion for a ballot, and then just take those results.
Oh, that probably would have been, yeah.
Okay.
Who is the second on that? Thank you.
Those are only two positions we have now, too, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. Adam, can you also make a note in there how we went about doing this?
Yes.
Just for clarity down the road.
Hands off.
And this is an annual thing we do, and I'm only on the board for 2 more years. Okay, so that leaves. When is the, what month do we do that?
First meeting in January we do it.
I believe so, yeah. I'd have to double check the bylaws. But
so is there another election in January then?
Yeah.
So see, only have 6 months term, or 7 months.
Yes. Okay, we'll move to action item 3C1. How do we do that? D1, demolition application under hold, 1509 6th Street Southwest. Do you have anything to add, Adam?
No, other than that, if you do not remove it today, it will expire on June 4th. So this would be the last.
I've talked to Mark.
There will be one other meeting.
He's comfortable with releasing the hold. Okay. That is for documentation. Mm-hmm. But that is going to be an action item now, so I have to have a motion to take it off. If you're all in favor of taking it off.
I'll motion to take it off.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Todd, when is your last meeting?
End of June, isn't it?
Last is
that,
it is.
Don't I run through June 30th?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last meeting should be the 27th. Yep, June 27th.
You do plan on coming, don't you?
Yeah, not by the first round.
I'll take you.
And sodas.
And sodas.
Okay, we got everything covered except
for
discussion items.
Question.
Yes, sir?
If terms run fiscal year.
Yeah. Usually.
Usually.
Yeah.
But positions run calendar year. So say if you were finishing out in June.
Then you have to do like we did now with you have to do a special election.
Yeah.
We don't do anything too easy.
Okay, and we
yeah.
Four
first calendar.
Format to the preservation, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I've got two things. I was going to do them under announcements, but.
However you want to do it. Okay,
I can wait for announcements.
This isn't it's proactive preservation. That we've been talking about that a long time, but that's not the subcommittee, is it?
Correct.
It is not the subcommittee. So that's a different thing.
Adam, are you announcing who we selected? Is that one of the things you're announcing for the survey?
No, but I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I don't know, I guess that discussion or announcements, so either way.
Yep, I'll do that under announcements.
Okay.
Any other proactive discussions? These aren't action items, these are announcements.
No.
Take it away.
Okay, thank you, Todd, for reminding me. So we received a certified local government grant from SHPO to do a survey. We're doing an intensive survey for the Beaver Woods area. We had two applicants submit. We did interviews, and so we had Spark and Wapsie Valley. After interviews, we decided to go with Wapsie Valley. So they will be performing that survey. We'll have more at another meeting, but there's going to be some training that they're going to provide and some other things. Also, they'll do a kickoff with the public, and then they'll do a final. So, and I shouldn't say the public, but with that neighborhood. So for all those residents, we'll send out letters. They'll be invited to that first meeting so they understand what all is going on, why we're doing this, what does it mean. And then this takes about a year, and then we'll have a final meeting to say, okay, here's the results. And again, what does this mean? So, yes.
What was the other applicant's name?
Spark So it was, that's, it's Spark Consulting, it's...
Rebecca, I couldn't remember her last name.
Yeah. And she, pretty sure she she's received, I think she lives in one of the districts and she's received historic rehab money before. So there'll be more information.
Just a quick add to that too. Part of that CLG grant is the city gets, we have to give in-kind services, which include volunteer hours. And so I would encourage all of the commission members at that time to realize that, you know, it was part of it up to us to do some of that volunteering for that. So we do have to make up the volunteer hours.
How many do we need?
I don't know. And that they'll cover that. It's just at this, it's still preliminary at this point.
Because if the city wants to work with United Way, we can put it on our volunteer now site. And that's, we've got tons of people that come on there all the time to look for volunteer opportunities.
Nice.
Word of
mouth. Okay.
And we'll have a notification when this is all happening so we can get volunteers.
Yeah,
right?
So
okay.
Sylvia Bachner is going to be the project manager. So I think probably at the next meeting we'll... maybe we'll be able to, we'll have enough there to kind of give more information on timeline and things of that nature. And we'll be able to give updates, either it'll be staff or if the consultant is in town, they'll be able to do that too, so.
And I know that the city's all over, at least Parks and Rec and a couple other departments are already on there for Day of Caring, which today.
Oh, was that today?
Yeah. So the city's already on the site.
Okay. What was it specifically called again?
It's called Volunteer Now.
Volunteer. Okay. That's fantastic.
I thought you had today off.
You look so casual.
Nope, this is
it's for caring.
Okay. So one of my two other updates. I don't know if I'll be able to quickly get on Google Earth, but 1527 Second Avenue. Southeast. This is a house that has been in really bad shape for quite some time. The city acquired it with the hope of being able to see the shape of it and hopefully be able to issue an RFP for someone to acquire and renovate it.
What was the address
again? 1527 Second Avenue Southeast. I will try here really quick.
Do they have any price ranges in mind, or is this just starting?
Well, so we did acquire it, and unfortunately it's in such bad shape, there's a notice and order on it. And so I can read off just a couple statements.
Yeah.
So you understand.
The section of the, like, room sticking out of the...
Yeah, I believe so.
I believe on this one when you walk in the kitchen,
so
when you drive past it, you can see at the corner of the house into like the bedroom.
So this will take me about 30 seconds or so. These are the comments. Structure deemed unsafe and placarded with no permission to enter. Main entry has no means of egress, missing stairs. The rear exit to the house is non-existent. Stairs has collapsed. Structure has been determined based on these code sections to be a threat to life and health. Front porch area is warped, unsupported, and unsafe. Kitchen floor is not secured to the low-grade portion of the structure. Rear entry area has collapsed, roof and staircase. Rear entry roof has collapsed and is likely to collapse further under its own weight. The interior staircase to the basement has collapsed. Over 50% of the windows are broken. Structure's a fire hazard. So that's, unfortunately, we were...
That's it?
Yeah.
And you're saying 1527 Second Ave?
That is correct.
And you don't have to worry about moving it because it's moving on its own.
Yeah. So if nobody steps up, does it just get demolished? Is that eventually what happens?
No, it will be demolished. It's a notice and order, so it will be demolished it won't even come before HPC. Notice and order does not do that. So, however, so now we'll have a lot that we'll be able to, put out an RFP for, it will be out there. We'll be able to. It'll be there. So that was. I will be able to show the other update though. So as you know, there's a company that has acquired the Banjo Block. And at the last, I believe at the last meeting, we didn't have really any more of an update than previously. However, we just were able to get an update.
Adam, for 1527, once the house is torn down, do we get notified if anything is done with the lot? Like if it's sold, if it's...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we can, we'll do that. Well,
if we think it's in our back pocket and then it's sold to something else and it's
we'll keep you appraised of what's going on. So you're getting a sneak peek before city council on this, although that sneak peek might just be verbal if I cannot get this to pop up again. But the Banjo Block is going to be redeveloped. So I can no longer move my cursor on my laptop. It's up here. So, anyways, so it's going to be redeveloped. We've not had a lot of details. We do know now, though, that the developer is planning on, they've actually been working with Mark Stouffer Hunter almost since the beginning to get a better understanding of the history of the block. Things that people may not be aware of, such as the drugstore that was where the DuPaco is, things of that nature. So the developer really wanted to make sure they understood what was...
What is the Banjo Block? Where did you say that was?
So this is just northeast of the library, across from...
Waypoint from the library.
Yeah.
Southeast corner?
Yeah. So... what will be at City Council is basically a term sheet. So City Council will approve terms of a development agreement. But they plan on doing things to recognize the history of the block. And one thing that has been identified as important, so not the building that has the Banjo sign on it, but the building northeast of that, the bay windows that are on the second floor. And so the developer has committed to either incorporating that and other things of historic nature into the new development, or actually giving those to the History Center so they can be reused, repurposed, if they cannot do it in their development. The developer also does have experience incorporating historic structures into new development. But this is mid-block, and that proved to be problematic. So I'm sorry I was not able to...
Who the developer is?
S.C. Bodner.
They're out of Indiana.
I think so, yeah. So I'll see if I can get what I was going to show sent out, but this will go Tuesday to City Council. Again, it's a term sheet, which basically says, here's some things we want to see in the development agreement. So... There's nothing that's being, that's really the what's going to City Council. So, but thought since that came up recently that now we had actually something to share, and again you're getting this before City Council. Any questions on that? And I can also at the next meeting we can bring that up if that's not shared at the City Council meeting that if you're not able to get there you'll be able to see the visuals. There's a plaque in the ground that talks about. The drugstore that I don't know what corner it's on. I've walked by it so many times. Apparently, I missed it. So it's either on the fourth or the fifth side.
And this is the entire block.
It is the entire block.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that included what was the Nationwide build.
See it.
It was the DuPaco building, Banjo,
and what was
and like a tall building.
Yep, and that's the two-story. It was a triple A.
That's
at one point.
Yeah.
I think. Way back, and that has the two bay windows on the second floor.
Okay, that was the one.
Yep.
Anybody have any questions? Thanks, Adam.
Yep.
They have computer classes out at
I will look into that.
Does anyone have anybody else any announcements? I've got two real quick. First one is thank you for making me chair. I'm no Mark Hunter, but I will do my best. I will tell you that my life is hectic, so I tend to work fast, so I don't talk a lot. But I definitely, if you guys think I'm moving through something too quick, or if you have advice on making me better at making this, please do not hesitate. I just tend not to waste a lot of time, because I have little time. Second thing, and that's only for 6 months, because you can keep me up for 6 months. The second thing is, Preservation Showcase is June 15th. It's going to be pretty big this year. It's going to be the back of the Turner Alley, which is a should be a historic island. We're going to be working on that. But it will include PCI, who's having an art show in the PCI building. They're getting together with us. We'll be on their maps and all that stuff. We'll have tours of the Alsatia building, the Masonic Library, the History Center in Grantwood. All of those are free, except possibly the History Center. We don't have their... They actually charge because they're a nonprofit, but we're trying to get them to it. We're going to have two bus tours. It's called Preservation in Motion. Mark will be doing those, and it'll be, if you go to the Friends Facebook page or the Friends website, it's got the itinerary. I believe we're still waiting to know if the fire stations, they give tours all the time, anytime you want, but we're going to make sure that there's someone there to give tours for that. We're going to have antique cars, and by that I don't mean 65 Chevys, they're going to be like early 1900s type stuff. They'll be in, if that works out, it'll be in Turner Alley. We'll have refreshments, a meet and greet at the Alsatia Courtyard at 11, and then building tours. There'll be a window workshop outside the History Center on how to call this old window. Bob Daffner will be doing that. It'll be, I think it's an hour course on how to repair old windows. Two bus tours, and then at 4 o'clock there's an award ceremony for paying honor to the people in town that have done really well with, and Adam and city staff has helped. Some of those people are going to be people that filed for our grant.
Historic rehab.
That followed through into everything, so some of them are getting awards. So, that leads me to, if any of you are free, all are welcome to come. Oh, I believe we're going to have city staff at the meet and greet at the beginning to talk about our grant program. But we could really use some volunteers, if not for an hour, $2, 3 hours, whatever you want to do, just get in touch with us.
Wants to sign up on volunteer
It doesn't have to be all day.
Honestly, it's, we've got 100 plus agencies on there anyway.
And the, I believe the History Center, they're going to host our award show, so we will have food there. And typically at the Masonic Library is where we do the award show. We can't have alcohol, but the History Center does have an alcohol license, so we will be, they will be selling alcohol wine beer. I don't know what yet. But it'll be from 11 to 5. And it should, we also have maps to restaurants in the area. We will have food vendors there in the alley. One for sure right now, the barbecue paddy wagon thing will be there. So we encourage you all to come and volunteer if you can. Would you sign up? And it's all free. Everything's free. Bus rides, normally these, they charge for all this stuff. Friends is paying for all of it, except I can't guarantee that for the History Center. Mm-hmm. You might have to pay to go in there.
Do you pay if you're a member?
If you're a member, you don't have to remember you.
Okay.
Please remember, all of you are members of the History
That's
Center.
That's us. Thank you.
So
would they,
if you weren't before, you're covered under the city's corporate membership.
Did they get into the History Center free then? Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'll send an email to them just to say the following individuals are on our HPC, and so, because what they'll ask is, so I would have to show my badge. You guys don't have that, so.
We have name tags, some of us.
The other thing too is, I just lost it. And that was really important.
I forgot about Tuesday, Tim. It's on the agenda and I didn't even...
Oh, do you want to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, so we're going to have, City Council is going to make a proclamation that May is Preservation Month in the city of Cedar Rapids. With these, we have recipients that go up there. You're not required to say anything, but that they go up to receive that. as the council member reads the proclamation. So we'd like to have some HPC members, if possible.
It's
a, noon. Yep, it's a noon meeting.
I get off.
When's that?
Tuesday, the next Tuesday. It's 14.
They need someone there to accept the award. 2 to 3 people. I'm going to try to get there, but I'm not going to count myself in because I don't get out until noon on my friends from late. I would love to see you do it, Todd, as one of the people who can get there. Just as the
saying that's noon Tuesday, May 14th.
It's going to be kind of a 9-year
thing. Yeah, I'll have to go look at
and then
it.
Where is
it?
Volunteers.
It says City Hall in Council Chambers, third floor.
How many people do you need there? Two?
Yeah, if there's two or three, it would be great.
I should be able to go to.
And these are right in the beginning, so they'll do the mayor typically, I think that he does his good news in the beginning. They'll do pledge, there's a prayer, but this is right before proclamations are done, before the rest of the council agenda. So,
and Todd,
right up front.
You can take a few minutes, I believe. I've been wondering when they do these. You can take a few minutes and speak on behalf of preservation if you'd like to, or if you didn't want to,
preservation.
Someone else could. You don't take a long time, it's just a real quick acceptance.
And remember, you're not required to say anything. So if you decide not to, that's totally fine. But the council member will probably hand the mic, or offer to hand the mic to someone after they read it.
No burping. So you're gonna look into seeing if you can be there.
I can probably be there too.
So
I don't have my schedule on my phone either, and stuff gets dumped on my schedule all the time. So I just
actually, all of you can be there if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should.
So
what
I need to let city manager's office know. It, now let's say only two people say they can be there, and then three more show up, perfectly fine. I just have to make sure that there's, you know,
somebody.
Yes. Ron.
I'm just
Todd, you're gonna look at your schedule.
Yeah, it'll be tentative.
Okay.
Ron.
Yeah, I can be there. Yep.
Perfect. Got you.
Got a baby appointment.
Diana, you're possible?
Yeah, it's probably, yes. I'm just checking over my on-site, just to make sure.
Okay.
It's a tentative, like, yes.
Okay.
So I think we're covered then, are we?
Awesome, not? Yes, thank you very much. And I think this is the first time we've done this. I couldn't find a proclamation for preservation
before, so. It's been a while, but I think there was another one. I think we had it done when HPC was sponsoring the preservation showcase.
Just so you know, I didn't put it in the envelope, but I voted for Bart Simpson.
Was that the important thing you forgot?
That's no, it was about showcase, but it's gone now, so Ron's gotta leave. I think we're
that's,
going out.
That's all I have. Yep.
Should we email you if we want to volunteer?
You guys wanna write my text? I'm better at text.
Mm-hmm.
Because emails I get, like Adam will mail me one, and I work 12-hour days, and then just go from one to another.
Mm-hmm.
But I read my text right away. So 389-1058. Or you can mail if you want to.
Is there a contact list that we can just email out? Because I have my cell phone.
Say that again.
Is there an email list or like a contact list that has everybody's cell phones? Because I'm happy to have my cell phone out there.
No.
I don't think we're supposed to get our numbers out. As
I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I have a second.
Real quick, too, if you want, you can also go on the Friends site. And the info page at the bottom is an email address. Or my email is timothyro@aol.com. But make sure you put something that up, because I delete. And Cindy, you guys are welcome to volunteer, too, if you guys have three people that want to come in. Spread the word. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Pizza beer time.
Thank you.
Bottom is going to be up at the City Planning Commission next Thursday.
Okay.
Or anything. So it goes there and then it'll go to the next City Council meeting? And
Yeah, which should be.
There was in the min or in the agenda, it said that there are comments from SHPO, but there wasn't any attachment.
I'll have to look. I've seen so last 2 weeks. Morin would have that. But if it goes, so I was on CPC next Thursday. So it could.
So I was good to meet
you. I'm feeling awesome.
Otherwise, it's the level of
pressure. And now they have to do some more.
So it would be typically what they do is they'll do, they have to do the first reading and then the next one, they'll combine second, third. Yeah.
I'll talk to Lauren tomorrow and I'd like to know whether. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. What the comments were from SHPO, if there was anything.
Yeah, I don't. I know we did.
She called me and said there was
the one on B Avenue.
Oh, the
Central Park Presbyterian. I know there was ones on comments on that. I don't know if there were comments.
She asked about whether or not the contractor had gotten. Tax credits and other things, which he did. And he said that we were still on the preservation when he handed it off to the association. But I didn't know if there was any additional questions. So that was kind of.
I probably shouldn't put it in there.
What does SHPO send back? Just
the thing I thought,
so I don't even. That's like I don't even know what they. I think it's just an email.
Okay.
That just says, we firm or
yeah.
Okay. Possibly did we do anything on plaques as far as where we were going to go to get the plaques?
Yeah. I can share that. So chapter 18 spells out, but we do. I'm pretty sure we've got something. There's different. We can't pick, but there's different ones. I think most of the workplaces.
Oh no,
most of them would be able to do it.
Yeah.
So
okay. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, I think we handled that all right, didn't we?
Yeah.
Normally, you have no one stepping up. Seriously.